insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we'll try to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
قُلْ نَهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
We finished in the previous session the verses that dealt with the story of the creation of Adam and therefore the start of the creation of human beings in general. On earth. There was one point that I'd like to mention about the last couple of verses dealing with the story before I start the next series of verses, inshallah. We're talking in verse 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that on the life or in the life on earth, the guidance of God will come. Those who follow his guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. So grief and fear is not going to be with these people. Now, I explained that the happiness, the absolute happiness and ease has not been created, according to the hadith that I mentioned in the previous session, has not been created for this earth, for life on this earth. Life on this earth means hardship. In hardship, we are examined and tested. No one is going to have an absolutely happy life. Everyone is going to have hardships. They're going to be at different levels, and they are in the hereafter. If one has got a good, his actions have been good in this life, he's passed his tests, his examinations, then they will be living in paradise, where it will be absolute happiness and لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. As another verse says, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Those who said and they accepted that God is their Lord and they stood fast on that path, the angels will come down to them and tell them that there is no fear for you and no grief. Which, according to at least some interpretations, that is referring to when they want to leave this world. I wanted to add this point about this, that if one reaches higher levels of faith in God and views the world the way he should, with this core belief of Tawheed, that anything that happens in this universe, in this world, on earth, happens through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing it. There's a lot of different aspects to that. What I wanted to use here is that we could actually explain this فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Even in this world, that they will not have any fear or grief. The Ahlul Bayt عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ and let me mention one particular example that they say on the day of Ashura, when Imam al-Hussein, salamullah alayh, you could imagine how fearful that setting would be for anyone, where you have one individual with 72 people of his companions and some of his family members and then women and children on one camp, and you have at least 30,000 people on the other camp that are going to be fighting you, you could imagine how fearful that sight would be for anyone except for those who are faithful. And they say that the closer the Imam got towards the time that he was going to be martyred, the face of the Imam would be glowing more and more. He's getting closer to more torture, more physical torture, you could call it. But he does not have any fear. This is what the faith, with the correct faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the correct acceptance of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was mentioned in this verse, is going to do to us. That even in this life, what seems to be hardship, with the correct belief, it will actually feel like ease. It would not be very difficult to take. The person would not have fear of what will happen because of that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, inshallah, that level of faith. Of course, it takes our practice to strengthen that faith, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be able to reach that state.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي ترهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
The verses, that verse 40 onwards until maybe about another 100 verses of this surah, deal with stories about Bani Israel, the Jews, the children of Israel. The main audience, in words of course, of these verses are addressing the Jews. However, as I mentioned before, the verses of the Holy Quran, every single one of them have got a lesson for us to learn from. So even if it is addressed to the Jews, there's points that we derive and we use to benefit in our lives for. So in verse 40, as this series of verses starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ. It tells the Jews, the children of Israel, as we know, Israel is a Prophet Ya'qub or Jacob, one of his names was Israel, or Israel as we say in English. So, O children of Israel, remember my blessing which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant that I may fulfill your covenant, and be in awe of me alone. There's three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the children of Israel, or Bani Israel, the Jews, to do in this verse. First, it says, remember the blessing that I have bestowed upon you. As I mentioned briefly, and I wanted to explain in more detail, these verses are addressing the Jews in Medina. If you remember in the first sessions of Surah Baqarah, we explained that this surah was revealed, was one of the was the first surah to be revealed in Medina. This is where the encounter of the Prophet with the Jews started, when the Prophet moved to Medina. That's where it really started. Before then, through maybe, I don't know, I don't remember that part of history in the detail of any individuals of the Jewish tribes coming to Mecca and asking or accepting Islam or anything like that. But the actual encounter of the Holy Prophet with the Jewish nation was after he moved to Medina. At this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. He says, O children of Israel, remember the blessing that I bestowed upon you. And you fulfill your, says, ahd. Ahd is a pledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oath that was taken from you. You had an oath, you had your part of the, let's say, the contract. You do your share and I will do my share. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ Then he says, and only me you shall fear. It's very important for us to, the lessons to learn, remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them is that, remember the blessings of God to you. Not remembering them. I see some people, when they look at their lives, all they can see are things that they consider negative. The hardships that they consider negatives. They say, why did God do this to me? Why did God do that? Or even if they don't mention God and God doing that to them, they say, yeah, I had this hardship when I was a child. This happened to me. My mother died. My father died. Then we were poor. This, that. You don't see any mention of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them. This is very dangerous, brothers and sisters. The danger of it is what happens to people who forget the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you forget the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you forget that it was Him who created you. You forget that it was Him who has given you every single thing that you have, all the good aspects of your life. Your health, if you have that, the amount of health you have, even if you have certain illnesses, there's others that don't have that much. Whatever level of blessings you have, even some of the hardships themselves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran itself, that sometimes the hardships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to people are for their own benefit. Unfortunately, the way we look at things, all we look at is the worldly aspect, the benefits, the money, the health in this world, the well-being in this world. This is what we're looking at. And that's very unfortunate because, as I've said a number of times in these sessions, from the Holy Quran, this is not our true life. This is a temporary state, very temporary state. What we should look at is the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that some of the hardships that He gives people is for their own benefit. That the hardship itself is a blessing because it causes you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe you would change path, change your course, instead of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being disobedient to Him, not accepting His religions, His commands. We actually turn back and accept that. There's numerous cases that has happened to one that just came to my mind is brother in Islam, Cat Stevens, which we all know of as Yusuf Islam, the story many of you have probably heard, that he was stuck in the, in the ocean, in the sea somewhere, that he felt there's no one that can help him at that point, and he asked God for help, and that he would find his path and follow his path if he is helped, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him at that point, and alhamdulillah, he later on went to learn more about Islam and he accepted the religion of Islam. So there's more and more examples of that. So some of these hardships are also blessings. If we don't remember these blessings, the problem will be that we will not be following the path, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells these people is that remember what God has given you. Remember that God is the one that has given every single blessing that He has given you. There's other points about this verse, inshallah, we'll try to get to in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram.
يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.